You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June the 22nd. 21st. Those of you watching at rumble.com, does it look confusing to you out there? It is confusing today. My computer has crashed on me two or three times. I can't get stuff to print out. I got noise and audio coming from nowhere. I have nowhere. I think there are some gremlins inside this system that may be Democrat operatives. It could be Russian collusion, however. But anyway, my many thanks to Mark, who's running the board, and I've challenged him way beyond anyone should be challenged. And he's in the process of training someone else to take over Mike's spot who left. And believe me, he's already thinking, I don't want any part of this. We work very hard to put together a top-quality program for you. We're still doing it even as I speak. I do think we've done it, but then again, you're the final judge and arbiter, and I thank you for sharing with friends to either watch at rumble.com or listen live, as many of you are now, or later on podcast, as some of you will be, at LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com for the podcast. Our podcasts are available on any major podcast outlet. So here we are. We have the fourth public hearing of the congressional January 6th hearing is underway. Has been for a little bit already. It's expected to feature a couple of panels of witnesses. It's going to focus on, quote, the plot to pressure state officials to overturn valid election results. The writing itself tells you the plot to force them to overturn, including how the Trump campaign drove a scheme to get fake electors transmitted to Washington, D.C. The lawmakers are going to say that Trump was warned these false claims risked violence and undermining democracy. It's going to be he said, she said type thing. I want to see, give me some documentation. Do they have anywhere on documentation? Do you not think that would have been shoved in our face and held under our nose constantly and bannered across the top of CNN and the rest of the state-controlled network on a repeated basis? Yes. But it ain't there because they don't have it. Oh, they got witnesses saying this, witnesses saying that. A Georgia election official, Gabe Sterling, testifying. He worked closely with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who had resisted Trump efforts to pressure him to, quote, find the votes necessary for him to win. Now, find votes, you can interpret a lot of different ways. If you want to say he was telling him make up votes, that's one thing. If you want to say go back, do and recount because you know their votes are not being properly counted and they're not authentic. But the hearing is just going to carry out. It's going to do what it's going to. And in the meantime, of course, we have a woman the other day being convicted, on falsifying voting list, ballot harvesting. I'm not going to say there was enough of that going on that Trump was cheated out of the election. In fact, I'm tired of even bothering with it. The January 6th hearing is a dog and pony circus show to distract you from the high gas prices, high food prices, and everything else that's upside down in the world. That is all it is. That's what they're clinging to going into the midterm elections. You going to let them live with that? In the meantime, Iranian naval vessels challenged some of our U.S. Fifth Fleet as they sailed through the Strait of Hormuz. They approached our U.S. convoy head-on at a dangerous high speed, only altered course after the U.S. patrol ship said, "You better move." Oh, and this story, I cannot finish without this story. Here it is. They were going to sell sit-down pictures of, you could sit down and pay, an exorbitant amount of money to sit down with Kamala Harris and get a picture with her. $15,000 price tag to sit down with her. They tried to drop the price, and finally you said, forget it, nobody wants a picture with her.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Just this morning, Texas public safety officials confirmed that officers on the scene could have stopped the gunman within 3 minutes after he entered the school and condemned the police response as an abject failure.
Surveillance video from inside Robb Elementary, exclusively obtained by KVUE and its news partners at the Austin American-Statesman, shows multiple Uvalde police officers standing inside the building with rifles and at least one ballistic shield in the minutes after Salvador Ramos entered the building.
That was a report from KVUE-TV in Austin, and I'm always going to give credit to the news source operation. They used the name of the 18-year-old gunman. I have not, and I'm not going to. Just know that he was an 18-year-old piece of scum. How about that? But the investigation is underway right now as to what did take place. Were officers too slow to respond? Why were they? Who is in charge of them? And that, from what I've seen so far, it's very hard to determine because I'm seeing a lot of hand-pointing to go around, finger-pointing, I should say, and I can understand that. Much of it had focused originally, of course, upon the Uvalde police chief, since he was the chief officer in town. But then you got Border Patrol agents coming in. That means feds are involved, so I don't know where they're going to end up finding on this thing exactly. I do know this, that there are a lot of questions. Now, the video they refer to, does show, and I've seen some of the video, not all of it, shows that there are officers standing in the hallway. This is at a 19-minute mark after the shooting had started. And we know it's 19 minutes because it's all date-stamped, and it's off of the security cameras inside the school. One officer standing to the left side of the hallway looking down. He's got an AR-15. And a ballistic shield. And investigators think that will prove the significant development, as it indicates that they had more than enough firepower and protection to enter the classroom before they did. According to the latest timeline, the officers ultimately breached the classroom at 12:50 p.m. The shooter had entered at 11:33. And apparently a special agent with the Texas Department of Public Safety arrived 20 minutes after the gunman had entered the school. Remember, 19 students, elementary students, slaughtered, and two teachers. And there were at least three kids inside the room we know of that survived. Two of them hiding under a table had a tablecloth, and he didn't look under it. And one young girl... It stops me every time I start to mention this part of the story. Because in particular, I have children, young children. I had girls, I should say, and they're older now. But you have some, and our grandchildren. This young girl was smart enough to do what you might consider the most horrific thing for her to do to stay alive. And that was some of the blood coming out of one of her classmates. She began to take and smear on her own face and lay down on the floor, pretending as if she were already dead. The ingenuity is amazing under the conditions. But to use the blood of a friend to do that, that's going to haunt her the rest of her life. That girl is going to need a lot of help. And pray for her. And, of course, pray for all those others that did not make it out. And pray for the others who were hiding under the cloth. They were able to see the man do the shooting and seeing their teacher shot and others. But apparently a special agent of the Texas Department of Public Safety arrived about 20 minutes after the gunman had entered the Uvalde school. The Texas Tribune, I'm quoting them now, because again, I'm not on site. I'm going to rely on their reporting, their source. I give them credit. But there's a thin line between credit and blame if they're wrong, but I just will give them credit right now. I see no reason not to. Relaying a conversation that the special agent of the Texas Department of Public Safety had with officers who were in the building. Now, they were not his officers, to my understanding. They were Uvalde police. That's not totally clear with me, but that's what it appears to be. And the conversation began with him asking, are kids still inside the classroom? The agent said, if there is, then they just need to go in. Another officer answered, it's unknown at this time. The agent shot back, y'all don't know if there's kids in there? If there's kids in there, we need to go in there. And the reply was, whoever's in charge will determine that. And that inaction apparently was too much for that special agent. He noticed there were still children in other classrooms when the school needed to be evacuated. He said, well, there are kids over there, well, I'm getting them out. The attack itself, according to the Texas Tribune, lasted 77 minutes. Officers staying outside the classrooms, 111 and 112, where the slaughter was taking place, positioning themselves on either end of the hallway for almost 77 minutes. Those of us who carry concealed weapons, we hope we never have to use them, and we hope when we do that our aim is true and we take down the target we're shooting, not some innocent person. There were hundreds of rounds at some point poured into the classrooms as officers did finally make a breach. And I'm seeing nothing from any autopsy report that some of the children might have been killed by officers' bullets. But I'm not sure that part of the story is finished yet. Now, I'm not trying to blame the officers. I'm just saying in the midst of something like that, even a ricochet could have entered a child. We don't know. I'm not trying to create a scenario. I'm just saying I've covered enough of these incidents, and anyone who's familiar with the fog of war, sometimes the innocent gets shot by mistake, mistaken identity, or just a ricochet. But I want you to hear from one of those who's testifying before the committee and standing in front of them in Texas as they're going through that. And he tells, I just outlined for you some of the details of them waiting, but I want you to hear it direct from him now, because I was quoting what the Texas Tribune had in it. And this is the director of DPS, Steve McGraw, on the storyline as he described it with the waiting that was taking place.
1 hour, 14 minutes and 8 seconds. That's how long the children waited and the teachers waited in rooms 111 to be rescued. And while they waited, the on-scene commander waited for a radio and rifles. Then he waited for shields. Then he waited for SWAT. Lastly, he waited for a key that was never needed.
The key was never needed because they either shot their way in or realized the door wasn't locked anyway. I don't have all those details in front of me right now. But, of course, all of this, again, creates an immediate call for more gun laws. The 18-year-old gunman had purchased the weapons legally because he could at age 18. There have been reports and allegations that they're going to raise the age limits. You have a federal age limit to buy a handgun of 21, and they may well do that with AR-15s, things of that nature. And, of course, restrict the number of rounds in a magazine. And they're all in play. Senator Cornyn of Texas got booed the other day at a Texas Republican gathering because he's apparently trying to negotiate through some kind of package that he thinks will protect the Second Amendment rights, while at the same time maybe looking at what some would consider common sense laws that should be applied that aren't being used now, are a sellout of parts of the Second Amendment in exchange for something else. Depends upon your view. Anything that dilutes the Second Amendment is the issue. And Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, said the current push for gun control in the House said, here's what you're going to have to watch going forward, and that is be ready to see gun controllers go after ammunition and ammunition manufacturers. Now, we've seen this before, but apparently they're going to try to do it again. They're going to try to come out some attempt, as he said, to ban assault weapons, whatever an assault weapon is, because there is no clear definition of such. And then eliminate liability protections on gun manufacturers, blame them for if the gun is used to kill someone. That doesn't apply to cars, does it? If you use your car to drive over somebody, is your car maker sued for you using that car in the way it wasn't intended? Nope, you're not. And Biggs, Republican of Arizona, said, I do expect 20 members of the Senate Republicans to cave and give things like red flag laws that the House has been pushing. Now, Senator Cornyn of Texas is one of those apparently willing to step forward and support red flag laws. Red flag laws can serve a valuable reason to keep a gun out of someone's hands, but it can also be used as a lie, just simply take a gun away from somebody because you don't like the fact that he leaves his grass clippings on your driveway. Hey, this guy has guns over here. I know he does. He's acting a little mentally strange. And they can come in and take the guns on that kind of statement without any trial, without any due process for you. After you go through trial and pay for it, then you can get your guns back. So there is no due process. But going after ammunition, that's another thing they'll try to do. limit how much you can buy at one time and or how much is even being made. And it was Senator John Cornyn, as I say, Republican of Texas, who got booed Friday at the Texas GOP convention. And Andy Biggs of Arizona said that response indicates gun owners are not real pleased with Republicans that are going to undermine the Second Amendment. I'm not either. Do not be undermining the Second Amendment. First of all, the laws we have, let's enforce properly. Most times they're not. And if you're really looking for gun issues, I've told you before in Chicago, a study shows the majority, 85% of the homicides in Chicago happen in one four-block area. It's gangster territory, and they're all stolen or unregistered guns. But back to the shooting in Uvalde and the investigation. Some final words from the Director of Department of Public Safety, Steve McGraw.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre. 3 minutes after the subject entered the West Building, there was a sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
Yes, that's true. They should have charged in immediately. Coming up, the woke culture is alive and well, and here's new proof of it. Stand by, please.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So the other day, and I just hadn't had time to report on it, the World Swimming Governing Body effectively banned transgenders, biological men, from competing in women's sports. They stated that scientists are saying, and I'm quoting, if you transition after the start of puberty, you have an advantage, which is unfair. So in other words, if you're going to do it, you got to do it before puberty starts. You got to declare then that you're a girl instead of a man. This is, in effect, going to have a lot to do with another future Leah Thomas coming along, taking away swimming records from women who were trying to get into college based on their records. And Leah Thomas, who is a man, admitted that, well, as a sophomore, I was doing the best swimming I ever could, and I couldn't beat the other guys. So he decided to become a girl. In the meantime, Senate Democrats have voted down amendment at notifying, Senate Democrats voting down amendment aimed at notifying parents if their children go to Department of Defense schools, you cannot tell the parents if their kids want to change genders. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, said, when our brave men and women are fighting on the battlefield, their children must be protected from government-funded indoctrination. And I agree. The amendment would have required DOD schools to notify parents, simply notify them, of any matters relating to their child's mental, emotional, physical health, or well-being. That is just common sense. But the Senate Democrats voted it down. So when they talk about common sense gun control laws, have them explain to you the common sense about not letting parents know the health and well-being of their children, mental and emotional state, while they're at school. Riddle me that one. They can't. One presenter at the summit, an English and drama support teacher, said to out the children to their parents would be unsafe and put them at risk at home. You know what was unsafe for me when I was growing up? No, I wasn't trying to become transgender. What was unsafe for me is word to get back to my parents that, and I didn't get that many paddlings at school, but there were a couple of times, it wasn't my fault, that was my claim. But it didn't make a difference. If I got paddled at school, I got it again at home. Yeah, it was unsafe for me, but nobody stood up for me. Did they stand up for you? Of course not. And now we have the Kellogg Company, one of the original perpetrators of woke capitalism, says it's going to break into three independent companies, three different ones. Why? Well, because they're recognizing their shares are going down because they have been all about supporting George Soros' open society and pushing left-wing causes. So the Kellogg Foundation, the Kellogg Company, now admitting that we're not gaining any money, so we'll have to break ourselves apart, get some tax advantages. Serves them right. Tony the Tiger is a tigress. You think? Or claims to be? And then Walt Disney Company, of course, was trying to really make a lot of money with its new Toy Story franchise. And it decided to gay up that children's movie. We have seen women kiss on screen before, but not in an animated program intended primarily for children. But the new Toy Story Lightyear that they expected to make $70-85 million, it crash-landed. Only $51 million. Pathetic. Pathetic. Cost $200 million to produce. Why? Well, the child groomers at Disney were just pushing for gay porn to be allowed in grade schools, and they thought we'll get these two girls of the characters kissing. You paid for that kiss, didn't you? Coming up, Hillary Clinton. Yes, she's still here. She's still here, and she's trying to be relevant again.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
If I were a betting person right now, I'd say Trump is going to run again. I mean, he seems to be setting himself up to do that. And if he's not held accountable, then he gets to do it again. I think that could be the end of our democracy. Not to be too, pointed about it, but I want people to understand that this is a make or break point. If he were, or someone of his ilk, were once again to be elected president, and if especially he had a Congress that would do his bidding, you will not recognize our country.
You wouldn't recognize our country if Hillary Clinton had been elected. I guarantee you, you would not recognize our country. You have a hard time recognizing it now with Joe Biden in the White House. And this January 6th hearing continues in D.C. now as they continue to try to make Trump and all of his supporters the worst people on the planet. And that was Hillary Clinton in an interview she did with CNN in December of this last year. Of course, Hillary has yet to concede that she actually lost her election. We'll come back to that point in a moment. But Hillary Clinton says, if I were a betting person, Trump will try to do it again. But if he does, the people of his ilk, the deplorables, and that would include, by the way, this time around, more minority groups than the first time. Trump got more minority vote support when he ran against Biden than he did against Hillary. Why? Because they think for themselves, you Democrats who think that you're lord and master over every minority and you could decide what their fate is, like you try to decide if we can or cannot have cars that run on gasoline because you want this everything to be solar, wind, nuclear powered and everything. And do you have any idea, by the way, do you have any idea how much we get from all these other opportunities of nuclear plants and so forth? If we put them all together, we put wind and solar and nuclear plants, all of them together, they produce no more. And I'll say they produce 15% of what our nation needs. And they won't get you down the road. Not very far if you have an electric car. And if you have an electric car, you got to make sure you are going somewhere where they have one of those stations. Well, of course, they're going to put, that's whole idea too, they'll put more of them in for you. But you still got to find it. And then hopefully you got to at least 40 minutes or more for a charge. And then in 12 years or less, your battery might need to be replaced. That's an $8,000 additional price. If you're rich, you don't care because it won't be that big of a deal for you. But for the rest of you, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. We're going to make you suffer. And here's Hillary Clinton saying, if Trump gets into the White House again, or any one of his ilk, we won't recognize his country. Let me put it to you this way. I'll agree with her to this extent. If a conservative or even an independent or even a Democrat that is common sense is elected and actually takes charge, is not led around by the nose by the green pie in the sky climate people, if they get in, we won't recognize the country compared to what we're seeing right now. That is how far out of whack we are at this point. How many Democrats that are running for election, and every member of the House is, by the way, and how many Senate, a third of the Senate running, how many of them have asked Biden to come stand by them and help them out in their campaign? Well, Larry, it's still kind of early and everything. Oh, yeah, sure, okay. You want to buy that argument? Go ahead. How many of them want to run on the Biden record? How many want to stand there and answer the question about why my gas prices keep going up? That's right. Biden is going to give you a gas rebate card, which is going to cost money. They're going to drop and give you a federal sales tax holiday, which is 18 cents less a gallon, which would still be more than what you were paying 3 years ago. And yet Hillary Clinton is suggesting that if Trump gets in control, and the January 6th committee is doing everything it can to demonize him and anyone around him, January 6th is done and over, just like the election last time is done and over. We can hash it and complain about it all you want to B-I-E-T-C-H. But the bottom line is, it's done. Now what we need to do is going forward, make sure things are proper. There aren't dead people voting. There aren't people gathering 50,000 ballots, bringing them in, and they all look kind of familiar. That signature looks kind of familiar on all 50,000 of them. Those things we need to watch out. On both sides, for every party, I'm not going to just say just Democrats cheat. But Hillary is also trying to tell the Democrats, if you're going to win, you got to change your strategy. She even recognizes it. Here's what she told the Financial Times just the other day. The reporter asked, Democrats seem to be going out of their way to lose elections by elevating activist causes, notably the transgender debate, which are relevant only to a small minority. What sense does it make to depict J.K. Rowling as a fascist? J.K. Rowling, of course, of all the books that are out there that the kids love to just consume. And the answer from Hillary was, we're standing on the precipice of losing our democracy, and everything that everybody else cares about then goes out the window. Look, the most important thing is to win the next election. The alternative is so frightening that whatever does not help you, you should not make a priority. That's what she told the Financial Times just the other day. Here's what she said in 2021 with a CNN interview.
I tried to warn people. I tried to make the case that this was really dangerous. The people he was allied with, what they were saying, what he might do. And I do think, but for Jim Comey and the stunt he pulled 10 days before the election, I would have won. I feel terrible about not stopping him and the people around him. But I feel like now everybody can see for themselves what kind of leader he is. And clearly there were people who liked what they saw, despite what I see as the real dangers to our country. They turned out and voted for him. And he's trying to get it set up so that will happen again for him, even if he loses, as he did twice, the popular vote.
See, she still won't admit she lost. She threw in that little thing about the popular vote. They lost. Well, because our Constitution calls for the Electoral College. And remember how the Democrats were shouting and yelling, get rid of the Electoral College after Hillary lost? And I'm not even getting into the Russian collusion money that the Hillary campaign, the Democrat committee put together to defeat Trump and make a storyline up about him. And they were all happy when the FBI was out there investigating that. But she then threw McCabe under the bus and Comey, I should say, the FBI director, because she said, I would have won if he hadn't done that. She has yet to say, I'm the one that cost us the vote because nobody likes me. She is much like VP Harris right now. I told you earlier in news and commentary, they've been offering and trying to raise $15,000 for a photo. Would you like to have a sit down with VP Harris and get your picture taken? $15,000, thank you. No takers. So they lowered the cost. No takers. Finally said, let's just forget the whole thing. But Hillary, she's still going to try to make herself relevant. She will yet to concede she lost, and it followed our Constitution, the Electoral College. I know you want to go back January 6th again. I understand that. But it was properly done. It was validated. And whether or not they were properly counting fraud somewhere else, that's all under the bridge. It's gone. You know what else is gone, by the way? Not just the gas prices of old, but the service stations which used to exist. You remember the guys in the bow tie? Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottler Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottler, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottler.com, Rottler Pest Solutions.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I told you the other day that on Father's Day, I went with my daughter and her son and stepchildren and their father to go see Top Gun, Maverick. I highly recommend it. It's not like the original. It's different storyline, but still pretty fascinating. I thought it was worth it. But it's not the same. Things have changed. Do you remember the movie Back to the Future? Remember sitting there as maybe you were, you know, maybe an adult of 18, 19, 20 or something like that. And remember when they stopped at a gas station and these guys came running out in uniforms and bow ties and hats on and washing, you know, wiping down the window and checking the tire pressure while another one filled the gas. Remember all that? And the adults in the group started laughing about it, and the kids are looking like, what's so funny about that? Because it ain't there anymore. I want to share a piece from CNNNN. Now, I have told you they can do some legitimate good reporting, and I like to make sure you understand it's not all bias and commentary. And supposedly under the new leadership, they're going to get more as they should be as a news operation. But they're pointing out that while we're all facing record gas prices as we fill up our tanks, not so fast in Jersey and Oregon. Did you know this? I did not know this. In New Jersey and Oregon, they cannot fill up their cars, personally. In New Jersey, it's been illegal for drivers to pump their own gas since 1949. A ban on self-service gas been in place in Oregon since 1951. Now, the state did relax restrictions for some rural towns a few years ago. I don't know what they're calling rural in Oregon. Violators can be fined up to $500 for breaking these laws. Now, why don't New Jersey and Oregon allow you to pump your own gas? What happened to the days of those gas station attendants? Remember those times? There's a book that's out that's dealing with some of this. It's pretty, I would think it's probably pretty fascinating, but basically, they did a study also on the growth of self-service. First stations with self-service were built in the early 1900s, but it was about 1980 it became the primary gas station mode in the country. I remember being in Amarillo, Texas. Amarillo by morning. Never mind. Anyway, nobody could fill up their own tank. You had to have an attendant come out and do it because they were afraid you might cause a fire. That's what they've been doing. I mean, they had the earliest self-service pumps in the U.S. around 1915, and they were designed for emergencies or after dark when the stations were closed. You had to prepay with coins to operate them. Can you imagine putting coins into today's gas meters? But full-service gas stations were opposed. They saw cheaper self-gas as a threat to their business, obviously. They make their money and distinguish their brands with a variety of services. Oil and battery checks, sir. Windshield wiping, vehicle repairs, which reminds me, I had a Corvette at one time. The Corvette, the battery is behind the driver's seat. And they're looking under the hood, and I can see this kid kind of looking confused. And I say, hey, check the battery oil out there. He said, yes, sir. He keeps looking. And he goes and gets somebody at the station. They come out, they're looking under the hood. They don't see the battery. Another guy comes down. He's like, I know, you know, but they close the hood up and said, everything okay? I said, yeah, how's the battery? Perfect, sir. It's behind me. In a compartment behind the seat. He didn't see it, didn't know where it was, and didn't want to admit it. Full service was banned in 23 states. Self-service banned in 1968 in 23 states. Only when the business model began to change, and that was pioneered apparently in Sweden, where they began to see that drivers would pay less for self-service, but then they would end up going into the store and they would end up looking for things to munch on or eat or drink. so it created opportunities for other profit. This is according to a doctoral candidate at Temple University, writing a dissertation on these. So the gas station operators began pushing states to repeal the self-service bans. By 1992, about 80% of all stations nationwide were self-service. 2 decades before, there were just 8% of them. Now, they continue to challenge it in New Jersey and Oregon, but it's considered a political third rail. They say it's against the public interest to let them do it. Others say it's a hazard. They still want to do it. I remember distinctly, though, my last day in the Marines. The night before, I'd been out with some Marine buddies. I had the Corvette at that time. It's a model that had kind of a sharp back top to it, 72 model. The gas tank right in the center of the back. I've got the top off the car. I'm sitting there smoking a cigar. My uniform is not pressed in starch. I'm standing final inspection, and I don't care. And I'm drinking probably a beer, eating a donut, and I hear the boom. And I look back, and this gas nozzle was now snaking out like a snake behind me, spewing gas, because it didn't click off. It's spewing gasoline. It's all over the top of me and on the car, and I'm smoking, and I'm thinking, I'm going to die my last day I'm in the Marines because of a gas mishap. Obviously, I survived. As always, thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.